Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. This is episode 36. I'm Drab.
36. That sounds like the cards I got last night at the Cakes Classic. I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
What's up, Stallion? It's hey, night.
It's your turn to carry the show, Ryan. We're a little tired today.
I get it.
Don't you think that that's a little early to put that pressure on Ryan?
You know, I think he's got broad shoulders. He can carry the load.
He definitely has broad shoulders.
I do. I also got fat shoulders, but
hey, Valdez is dragging.
You're dragging too.
I know, but when the lights go on for bit season, I get a rush of energy. It was a long night.
I get a rush of energy too, and it's from this monster that I cracked. My second one of the day, my heart's going to be skipping a beat.
Valdez is right next to Lurch when it comes to not spending money at Monumental, and seeing Valdez buy a Monster energy drink, that's like a shock to my system.
So today I bought a Monster Energy, two Monster Energies.
Oh, that is your second
this
one.
Is my second
okay,
one.
You are tired.
A Coke Zero. And then a Sun Chip, because I didn't know if we were getting Bethesda Bagel or not. So I've spent probably $10 today in vending. And it's tilting.
Hey, you're supporting small business.
Exactly. Yeah, I still spend like $5 every day getting the beef jerky. Like, it's like a terrible habit. I just grab two of them, pay like $5.
I know, there's nothing
bucks
in there, though.
And there's nothing. I know, it disappoints me every time. So I just put it in one bag and then just stuff it down my face.
What do you think about, Ryan, about Drab bringing a 2-liter Diet Mountain Dew every day for the
I mean, it's definitely not healthy. Like, it just
not
can't
healthy
be.
It's certainly not healthy, but I'm saving money.
You are.
It's kind of white trash, but I respect it.
Especially the Diet Mountain Dew. Like,
well, I'm a diet guy.
I mean, just, if you're going to go soda, you might as well go the real thing.
It's so
thing
weird because I remember getting those things as a kid. My parents used to buy those huge bottles.
The big dog here, yeah.
Instead of the cans, because they practically give those away at the store.
Not anymore.
Because I remember those used to be like 99 cents.
They beg for you to take that.
Yeah,
they beg for
I'm telling you.
They're close to giving them away for free.
I'm telling you, those days are over with. This is $2.79 standard.
That's insane.
No, I try not to buy it. I'll go to someplace else, or I'll figure something out if it's not on sale. But the price is skyrocketing.
Do you only buy it on sale? You should see my parents. Their utility room.
Yeah, I buy like five at a time.
The utility room it looks like a bunker. Because they only buy the sodas when they go on sale and they stockpile them.
I'm an extreme couponer. No, I'm not. But I was spending $4 a day at least at Monumental buying 2-liter bullets, as Cakes calls them.
Yeah.
Not 2-liter, 20-ounce sodas.
Yeah.
So, hey, inflation is getting all of us. This is my way of cutting back. And they don't go flat. If you drink it fast enough, it doesn't go flat.
Well, how often do you go through one of those? What is it, two
once
ounces
a week?
Or 2 liters?
No, once a week. This is a 2-liter. Sometimes I'll drink one of these a day.
Oh my God.
I try to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Hey, your teeth.
And then Friday, no Mountain Dew?
No.
Your
Friday
teeth
is a treat day.
It must be eroding with all that fizzing going on.
No, there's no sugar.
But the fizz has
You know why you don't get cavities? How you don't get cavities?
How?
By not going to the dentist.
Because they can't tell you if you have one?
I haven't been to the dentist since the pandemic started.
Yeah, but what do you do with your tooth starts aching?
They don't ache.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
I'm touched by God.
You're numb to it by now. That's what it is. It's
that
there.
Is
you're just not feeling it.
That is possible. So if you can't tell, we're a little bit loopy here today.
Yeah, I'd say so. It was definitely past our bed. I don't know what time you usually go to bed, but we stayed up for the Tampa Rangers game at the sports book. So we probably didn't hit the hay until, what, 11, 11:30?
I blame you. I never go to bed till 11 o'clock, but I always take a two-hour nap or an hour and 90 minute nap.
I completely slept on that.
Valdez hoard me. I told him yesterday morning, I got to get my nap in. I don't know if I'm going to take a nap on the couch here at the radio station or at the hotel. And he goes, let's go to Top Golf. We never have a chance just for the boys to hang out.
Adam was here. This was our fun day. This was a guy's day.
Don't we have a guy's day in like 10 days? We're playing golf together.
Yes.
I don't need that many boys Saturdays or whatever.
Every day should be boys' day.
Yeah, I know.
Every day is for the boys.
Every day is for the boys.
Valdez loves a good boys' day.
I do.
He's always going out with his buddy.
I'm all about camaraderie.
Exactly. I'm the same way. It's like you got to hang out with the boys. You can't leave the boys hanging.
That's why I always love locker rooms and locker room talk.
Hey, don't you think Valdez is too old for just being obsessed with the boys?
No, not at all. It's bros before the hoes, man.
I know. You're a kid. You're 20, 22?
Yes.
22 years old. Of course.
You think my brain is a senior in college?
You're stuck back living in that flop house with your friends, or you guys go out.
I'm all about
experience and make memories together.
I'm all about golf trips, snapping towels at each other, high-fiving.
Dapping up all of it.
Yeah. Lighthearted joning.
It's because you're taken away from it now since you're a dad. You're a dad now.
I was a recluse before that. Not necessarily a recluse, but I entertain myself. I got a silly brain up here.
I do too. Trust me.
My brain's so small that I need company.
You're just codependent on other people.
my incessant need to depend on somebody.
Exactly.
So how do you entertain yourself then?
Usually. He's not really alone when you're whacking off.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I won't deny, but I may do the same.
Hey, but you didn't have fun yesterday?
I know, I had fun.
You were cranky.
I wasn't cranky.
I knew in the back of my mind when I said, let's go to Top Golf, and you were just like, oh, you did the EB, ugh.
And then you were going to be
cranky pants.
I know, but because honestly, getting a nap is one of life's luxuries, and just missing a nap throws your entire existence out of sync.
Are you saying that I am an alien because I don't nap during the day?
I don't understand.
You don't see how I do it?
I don't understand how you, as a grown man, tucks yourself into bed every night at 8:30.
Like, I can't do that.
There's just too much going on in the world.
It's not 8:30. It's kind of like 9.
Okay,
I'm in bed watching TV at 8:30.
I know, but I don't even like the NBA right now. But I'll stay up to watch these dumb games. I stay up because something new on HBO is going to drop at 10 p.m. You got to check out.
You got to watch Westworld.
Is anybody still watching that Baltimore cop show?
What's it called?
No, it's on
HBO.
We talked about it.
Oh.
We run the city.
Yeah, we run the town. We run the city.
With junkies were obsessed with it for like a week.
Jason, it never
was brought up again.
Yeah, must have sucked.
I watched two episodes. I got bored of it. Maybe I missed out. I see every once in a while, I see junkies listeners tweeting about it, but I don't know. It's not The Wire.
No, it's not
sure.
The Wire.
Email. I've never seen The Wire either.
Yeah.
But I know people love The Wire.
Hey, getting back to Boys Day for a second.
Oh, yeah. Boys.
I want to analyze Boys Day a little bit.
You know what also makes me laugh? Now, these is always into analyzing the event. Why can't we just live in the moment?
Dr. Valdez.
I like to reflect on it a lot.
I know, but
I like to think about how I can make Boys Day better for our next go around.
Analyzing it the next day on Bit Season is one thing. He's analyzing it during the day.
Throughout
the day, he's talking about how we got to make the best of it. This is a Boys Day.
I am.
I'm
already planning the next Boys Day during the current Boys Day, saying, hey, We should get together and come back to the sports book during a college football Saturday and hang out and make some bets and high five. I'm already planning the next Boys Day in October.
I know.
I mean, there's nothing better than going to a sports book to splash some cash.
The sports book couldn't have been better. All right? it was me, who was there? Me, Valdez,
and the janitor.
And the waitress.
I mean, it's a Wednesday night. What do you expect?
Even the waitress goes, at the at 8:45, okay, prime casino time, yeah. Yeah. Comes up and says, Can I close you guys out early? I can't wait to get out of here. It's just the three of us.
Hey, you should have seen it. Drab was so annoyed by my incessant analysis and planning for Boys Day Part 2 that he was faking phone calls all night long to get away from me.
I don't know if I was faking phone calls, but I was definitely taking phone calls.
Every time, I swear to God, during the show, I see Drab decline about 3 calls a day. But that Drab is picking up on the first ring and saying, "Hey guys, I got to get out of here real quick." And it's faking 30-minute phone calls.
Well, I had to call Rom at one point and explain the hand to him how I got bounced out. But yeah, we spent a lot of time at the sports book after the poker open or the Cakes
Classic. Perfectly fine. Who were some of the P1s there last night? Like, did we get in a Cody Betts appearance or a Richmond John?
Everybody said they were coming. Bikey Bot said he was coming.
Richmond John said he was.
I think Cody Bett said he was coming.
I'm surprised I didn't see Rom.
Rom said he was coming. No shows. And I didn't recognize anybody there.
You know who I knew? Sports Yak.
Oh, Yak was there?
Yeah, Yak was there. He was at a different table.
See, that's not bad. Then.
That's bad. No, there were listeners there. I just didn't know them like by a first name basis. People who said they were coming.
So you were disappointed with some of the P1s not being there.
Well, I thought the Cakes Classic had a little bit of cachet to it with Bit Season being involved. I guess that wasn't the case.
You know, we kind of know our place after that.
I know.
It wasn't a dud.
Maybe Cakes needs to invite Mitch Tischler back out, and he'll pack the joint with
P1s. Packs the place. Wasn't Pete Haley packs the place.
Wasn't it insulting that the Cakes Classic has been going on for like 2 years now, and we're just finally getting invited.
Yes, then we finally got our invite. And he invited us, say, "All right, you guys are going to do June because my son, Kurt, and my daughter are going to play in the event. And then the engineers are coming."
You're right.
No way.
No, I'm just saying. He invited everyone before us.
Hey, Ryan. Have you played in a poker tournament before?
I've done like an online tournament, but it's like a scam. It doesn't count. Yeah.
No.
But like I kind of
would you be nervous going into a poker tournament?
Oh, of course. But that's
even if you were free rolled.
Yes, of course.
I was butt nervous, and I don't really get nervous.
Cause let me
barely touched my dinner.
I would have pummeled it.
I ate the steak, but also Valdez is ordering carrots for the whole table. That was tilting.
That was so tilting. I just remember that.
Hold on.
So tilting.
Hold on.
Who orders roasted carrots at a steakhouse?
What were the other options then?
All right, hold on. We had mashed potatoes.
Okay. We go out on a limb on that one.
We had the wild mushrooms.
Not a fan of that.
But
we got three sides. Okay,
they're prepared in a fantastic manner. I've had them there before. They're amazing.
Right. We got three sides for the table. Uh-huh. I don't know how that worked. I don't know. Somebody said you get to pick three sides. There's probably 10 sides. Some of the ones I noticed were mac and cheese. Okay. Steak frites.
Okay.
French fries. Those are two classics. Right,
you probably get two fries a piece.
Okay. Cream of spinach, I noticed.
Good.
That's on there.
And then suddenly, Valdez is ordering wild mushrooms and roasted carrots for the whole table.
That's bad.
And he goes, let me handle this. I got the sides.
No, I did not say that. What do you want to do? No. I said, what do you want to do for sides? And nobody put any thought into it. So I had to make a decision on the fly.
I know this. Because nobody realized we were getting sides until that point. And Valdez puts in that Nubs order and goes, that's how it's done. Did you not say that after you ordered table?
Hearing the other options, I would have stopped that in me. I would have had to have something carbage.
There was
mashed potatoes.
Smallest bowl of mashed potatoes you ever seen.
Well, I didn't realize.
Give me French fries. Something.
We get one scoop of mashed potatoes on a normal spoon.
Yeah. What's the book about the orphan? More, please. That's the size of cup that we got. full of mashed potatoes.
Felt like Tiny Tim.
But I tried to get the potatoes all gratin too, but they didn't have them.
I know. I did notice they were out.
Shockingly, that's what I went to. And I deferred to my dad. too. He was sitting next to
me.
He's
an old fogey. He's eating healthy. He's, you know,
he's eating healthy. He got 70. A 14-ounce steak.
You can't be 70 and getting
the
mac and cheese.
I'm sure my dad eating healthy. He ate a 14-ounce steak.
He got the rainbow medley of carrots. Purple carrots, yellow carrots.
Too much. Too many carrots. Right. Too many carrots. Too many vegetables here.
What did you think of my dinner injury?
I faked a phone call during dinner.
Of course. He says it now.
So I step out into the hallway, actually into the hallway to the bathroom, and I'm on the phone leaning against the wall, and I see Valdez take a second bathroom trip because he already went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I went before.
I thought it was weird, and he comes out of the bathroom. I go, "You went again?" And he goes, "No, I had to go in there. I put my foot up on the table and stretch my legs."
I had my leg like this. up on the sink.
He was doing quad stretches or something in the bathroom. I don't know. He pulled a hammy during dinner or something.
I'm so old. I'm sitting down in the chair, and it felt like someone took a knife. Took the steak knife from the table and stabbed my hamstring.
So you just cramped up. You had to get a little stretch.
I cramped up from sitting down too much. And then I had to brush it off and fake it and say, yeah, I did leg day yesterday.
Yeah. I did leg day.
Did anyone else see that though? Walking by while you're doing a little hammy stretch?
I yelped out my leg.
He was yelping at the dinner table. He was stomping his foot on the ground.
I look like Leaping Larry. It's Seinfeld
walking around. Yeah, there's Seinfeld reference.
What did you think of my dad's dicey move of getting political?
Oh, I noticed that. Your dad, you know, he doesn't know the group that well. In fact, I've met your dad, I think, one other time before that. And, hey, there was a lot of, we were talking about sports betting and and it was just a good time. And then your dad takes a jab at 40, at number 46. That came out of left field.
Well, more so right field, you'd say.
I guess it came out of right field. And there's like a representative from the MGM sitting at dinner with us.
That's a ballsy move. You don't get like that unless you're old and don't care.
Yeah, you're over Karen stage. What was his thing again? How did
he said something
about inflation.
No. He was talking about Adam, one of the guests of Cakes.
Adam from MGM.
Yeah, he has two kids. They're young, and he's talking about saving for college. And then Cakes was talking about how, I think he says he only has to put one more through college. Mm-hmm. And then my dad was talking about how me and Michael, my brother, stayed in state and how it wasn't that much with scholarship and whatever it was. And, you know, we didn't have to really deal with student loans so much. And then my dad goes, well, no one's going to really have to deal with them anyway because college would be free.
Oh, he's upset with loan forgiveness.
Yeah, he's doing the free tuition bit at the dinner table. It's a dicey move.
Yeah. I thought your dad's a nice guy. He didn't make anything awkward. Besides that one.
But that was the only, I guess, not faux pas, but I don't think that's something that you do at a nice dinner with. And then meeting someone for the first time.
No. I would only do that. I would only make zings like that around good friends, that people that I can trust and I know very well.
Locker room talk.
Locker room talk. But Vitaggio Brothers, a solid meal. Can I tell you something we need to talk about on the show? These guys who eat 5 p.m. dinner, I want to strangle them.
What?
Bro, first of all, I didn't eat the whole day. It threw my entire... rhythm.
Circadian rhythm
out, okay? So I eat a Nubs breakfast. I had a lean cuisine at 7:30 a.m., okay? mac and cheese lean cuisine. 250 calories.
Now, did you eat after that?
No, remember I said, one of the things I said about Topgolf, I said, well, what are we going to do for lunch?
Yeah, that is something that
because
you said.
I knew the dinner was at 5 o'clock.
And we can't
go to Topgolf at 1 and order chicken tenders and fries. And then I'm gonna spoil this very fancy steakhouse dinner we got. So I starved myself. My stomach was eating itself. It was so hungry.
Well, you could have gotten something small to keep you like not hungry.
No, because you run the risk of eating something Nubs and then just kind of ruining your appetite.
I'm miserable all day, all afternoon. I'm miserable because I'm hangry.
Hey, you know what? I really appreciate you kind of keeping your hangry under wraps.
I bit my tongue
off. Because of Boys Day.
I did.
You kept your mouth shut because of Boys Day.
I wanted to throw AWOD off the roof of Topgolf.
The
we get to Ewan's golf game later.
No, it's the boys' day. The boys kept you alive.
Right, right. We're like-minded. We're at heart, we're just a couple of fat F's. Okay. Yeah. Right. They eat dinner at 5 o'clock. First of all, I'm already talking about the spoonful of mashed potatoes. The meal ends at 6:45.
No wonder you hated my sides, because you were so hungry that you needed sustenance.
Right. 6:45, long dinner.
Hey, 5 o'clock is kind of a on-brand, if not late dinner for me.
Okay. I'm already hungry after the moment dinner ends. No time for dessert. Nothing like cakes paid the bill 20 minutes in somehow. Can't add anything on. I'm already hungry. I don't know how these people who eat dinner at 5 o'clock go the rest of the night happy. There's nothing to look forward to the rest of the night. I was miserable. All I kept thinking about was, how can I sneak away to go to Shake Shack for a milkshake? And every time I took a step away, Valdez starts fussing about boys' day. And I had to come right back.
Oh, that's untrue. Every time you step away, Adam was right there next to you in your pocket.
We were abandoning Valdez. Yeah. So I never had time to go to Shake Shack for a late night milkshake.
God damn it. I need a vacation from boys' day. I finally took the hint that they needed some alone time when they said, hey, we're going to go walk around the casino and probably play some games. We'll be back whenever. And I said, all right.
We hadn't really played the slots.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We like Adam and I like to play the slots.
Well, if you're going to be
No, Adam likes whatever you like.
That's true. That's true.
Like, well, you got to take control of the night, and you just got to take your butt and go to the food court. That's what you got to do. I'm hungry. You got to put your foot down and just go get some food. It'll be all right.
I think I would follow Ryan around at a casino.
Why is that?
It just seems like he knows he's not into poker and sitting there being those poker guys. I'm going to tell you, they look so miserable. I went up there before dinner to study the poker guys for 10 minutes to see, just learn, try to learn one thing. Uh-huh. Every guy, first of all, it's 20 degrees.
Yeah, it's so cold. It's the coldest. It's so cold room in the world.
All these guys, Ryan, sitting here like EB does when Kevin McCarthy's on, head in their hands, eyes closed, basically, just not one smile on the whole poker.
Just playing
room.
playing with their chips,
looking so bored, looking like they hate their families and their wives, and they're just there at a routine. And then you do same thing for the tournament, but stressful. With all these guys up there, taking it so seriously. Well, Ryan's not a poker guy. Ryan's a blackjack guy. I know, just looking.
Yes. Okay. Russian roulette. I like to get lucky every now and then, which I've never hit, but that's a different story on a different day.
Ryan's just a wild guy. I can tell he's going to pound beers. He likes Shake Shack. We have similar interests.
Get a little double Shack burger in there, a little Oreo milkshake. Oh, my God. I mean, that's the day at the casino. And then sit at the sports book, place a $50 bet, and you get to sit in those silly recliners.
Ryan's not going to be playing $50 hands. He's going to look for the $10 low table like Brad is for blackjack.
I would look for that if it was there. I think
those don't exist.
No, they don't really exist anymore.
They definitely don't.
Hey, are you trying to make me jealous? Because it's working.
No. I'm just trying. I didn't really realize we were abandoning you.
No, I'm teasing.
Okay, you were dialed into the.
I was watching the Orioles. I was getting sized.
Yeah. You were watching the O's game that was going late.
No, I didn't care. I was making a joke.
Okay, these five. I'll never eat another 5 p.m. dinner the rest of my life because it's so miserable. After you eat, you have nothing to look forward to the rest of the night. All you think about is food.
You have 8:30 bedtime to look forward to.
Well, we didn't go to bed till 8. Valdez and I, we basically tucked each other into bed.
We did.
We were butt tired.
What was that sleeping situation like? I heard some flutters that you guys could be in the same room, like all four of you guys, Cakes, AWOD.
No, we did get a second room.
Yeah, we got a second room.
And AWOD was upset that he didn't get to bunk with Drab.
Hey, I didn't understand that because if he just would have said, I want to spend the night in Drab's room, I would have been like, I would have rolled my eyes and said, okay.
Yeah.
And gave him the key.
I think he probably felt like he was stepping on toes. He only mentioned it like 3 or 4 times.
I didn't mind. I didn't even think about it. I honestly didn't even think about it.
I wasn't thinking about it either. You think I cared?
No.
I got enough AWOD time.
Yeah, he did have enough. He would have suffocated.
So it was brought up on the show today about AWOD's golf game.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, I mean this with the kindness of my heart. He's the worst athlete I've ever seen.
No.
I'm telling you, it was shocking.
It was very shocking, and it hurts me. Like,
and I love
him. So if you were hanging out with him, okay, and say he had an appearance at Topgolf because he's working in radio, and you see him and you go, how does that person work in sports talk radio and then be as unathletic as that? It makes you think that he never touched a ball in his life.
Right. I'm not talking about not knowing how to swing a golf club. But like, if you don't play golf, you're not going to necessarily know how to swing. It looked like he'd never pick up a bat, an axe. He literally hasn't a jump rope, hasn't swung one thing in his entire life.
He's never had an object in his hand before.
It was shocking. It was like giving a toddler a golf club.
It really was. You ever watch those videos of the little kids with their plastic Fisher-Price gloves?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like, except the kids had better swings.
He had no idea how to do a backswing, anything.
He
whiffed the ball six straight times.
A billion times. That's why it was never hot, is because the fan from his swing.
Yeah.
Hey, he was one step away from gripping the club at the head part and just trying to hit it with the shaft.
I think he was
like, that's how confused he was.
I think part of the reason was, and I kind of agree with him on this, I think he was so worried about falling off the roof of Topgolf.
Though that is
so true though.
But he was scared to swing.
That's so true though. It's so true. Like
does throw you off.
It throws you off. I can't do the top deck.
I have a healthy fear of heights.
Yes.
And even though it's only how far up are you? Probably what, 20 feet?
You want to fall off that thing?
No. But it gives me butterflies when I'm.
It does a little bit. There's a giant net there. It's impossible to fall over.
I bet you the net, if that was just concrete, I would feel a lot better. But the net is intimidating because it's basically saying people fall all the time. This is here to catch you.
Exactly. And the thing is, I never trust those nets. I know for a damn fact that thing cannot hold me. I would go right through it. I know it. And that's what scares me, is that I don't even want to try falling off.
Isn't that like the Walenda brothers? They don't use a net because then they start thinking about the net.
Yeah. Is that what Nick Walenda does?
Yeah, I think so.
Smart.
I'm pretty sure his grandfather plunged to his death.
Yeah, that's how he died. That's funny.
Topgolf, it was a good time, a good solid hour, 90 minutes there, whatever it was. And then we headed over to MGM. We do have another boys' day on the schedule, and it's coming up soon. I'm actually more excited for this one. I hope that doesn't offend Valdi. Yeah. I don't want to offend him.
Hey, it doesn't offend me because I'm a part of it.
Exactly.
Did you hear that EB is joining the boys for the Purple Heart Open?
I did. I heard about this.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the most excited I've ever been for the Purple Heart.
I was excited last year when Cowboy came just because I knew he was going to suck at golf and he would drink 100 beers and he would entertain us.
Well, yeah, that's sure. I knew Cowboy would be entertaining. But in terms of show content,
it's going to be fantastic. Now, I love the Purple Heart. I told you. I like boys' days too. I like sentimental memories. I had that picture of me, you, Cakes, and Pete Medhurst in my glove department.
Yeah, so every Purple Heart on like the 16th hole, a professional photographer takes a group photo.
Yeah.
And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the movie Sandlot when Benny steals home and then he announces it and they see the picture of all the boys in the Sandlot together. That's what the picture reminds me of.
Simply for the boys.
And then we asked EB and we announced it on the show. And then him and JP immediately start arguing because EB says, it's a 12-hour commitment. And then JP start arguing with him about that.
Here's the thing. Do you think Eric will take away from some of the fun by his complaining?
Eric's complaining adds to the fun.
That's what I think, too.
Because then we joan on him back and we give him a hard time. And we know we're going to talk about it on the show.
Yeah, but do you think he could kill the mood a little bit? Like, if it's 5 hours of how much this sucks and stuff like that.
Do you think we made a giant mistake?
I don't know. I personally, I've golfed with Eric before. It's a long time ago. And it was fine. It was fun. Now he's playing with Tom. he's not playing with the cakes and you and myself, and you know, he may not want to be there
for a meaningless golf tournament.
For a meaningless tournament to him.
Yeah.
So I'm unsure, but I don't know.
What are the odds he leaves early?
No, Eric's a great joner. And he's a great observer, and I want him to start joning on other people on the course and everything. And that's why I think it'll be fun.
He's great at taking notes.
Take a ton of notes.
Mental notes, and then bringing them up on the show the next day. But Eric, these guys, we want the junkies involved in the Purple Heart. I mean, obviously, it's their show. Us playing is a
treat.
Is a treat. JP is in
Outer Banks, I think.
Outer Banks or Puerto Rico. So he can't be in it this year.
I'll say this. I think JP is a better golfer than Eric, maybe.
Really? No.
I don't know. I just haven't seen.
No. Eric. JP shoots like, says he yeah, shoots but, like 105, 110 all the time.
Well,
Eric's like a 90 or 85.
I don't know. I haven't seen him play in forever. And JP's doing lessons. He got new clubs. But I feel like JP would kill the vibe a little more than Eric. Because JP is just, he's so uber competitive.
Didn't we just golf with JP?
Did we?
I thought I golfed with JP recently. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I feel like I remember seeing a picture of media last summer.
At media day.
Was JP there?
Yeah, JP was playing during media.
Right.
Yeah, but this is something that like he can win. You know, like a best ball scramble. This was, you played your own score, wasn't it?
All right. I don't know. It's tough to say. I don't think the audience really cares about the Purple Heart that much, but for us, it means a lot.
Yes. It's honestly our Super Bowl.
Thought these got like five Super Bowls, but
I do. I get it. I have plenty.
We do like it a lot.
It's like I have majors. I have the four majors and the fifth major. So I have five majors.
All right. I'm going to need your list of your top junkies.
My top boys majors.
Yeah.
Here's my advice for this. You got to have whichever one's the crappier golfer go, because that's going to be the best content. If they're putting in divots in the fairway, bad ones too. That's funny.
You're supposed to take divots when you hit a ball, but...
Well, I mean, like a big
chunks,
one.
Like big chunks.
Big chunk.
I'm a big chunker.
Like, I am too. But I'm terrible at golf, so that's why I just couldn't do it.
What do you think? What about EB's stance on music? That's kind of tilting me.
And you know what? EB is a guest. It's our home course. This is like the fifth time we played at the International Country Club.
Uh-huh.
It's our house, our rules. So EB's going to have to get in with our 80s hair metal playlist.
We'll have to come up with some additions to the playlist. We'll have to put his Bee Gees Tragedy on there.
There's only so much OAR I can take.
Like you say, we'll have to put on Parker Schnabel.
Oh, yeah, Parker McCollum.
Hey, do you know what we should do? Is we should get Eric to have his... Remember the playlist that he always does on his road trips that he always talks about?
No, I forget about that.
Remember, he talks about it all the time.
Is this his Long Island playlist?
I don't know if it's his Long Island Billy Joel playlist.
Hey, why don't we have Vinny and Joe put together a playlist? And then EB will like it.
Hey, what if Eric all of a sudden kicks me and you out for Vinny and Joe? Hey guys, I'm not playing with you. No. I got my own foursome. Vinny and Joe are coming down. The Mets are in town. They're going to play the Purple Heart.
Did you notice that whenever
Vinny, Joe, and D. Smith and myself are going to get our own foursome?
Whatever Vinny and Joe are into, EB's into. Suddenly EB loves New York pizza. He's all interested in the Mets. So annoying. Yeah, if those guys put together a Bruce Springsteen playlist, EB's going to love it.
Hey, I guarantee you, if Vinny and Joe asked EB to play in a charity tournament at Liberty National, he'd drive up there in a heartbeat and play.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. He would do the show from his Comrex driving up to the course.
Yeah, I got a good feeling about the Purple Heart. I'm glad to have EB in it. I think it's June 13th, so it's just right around the corner.
It'll be in like 2 weeks almost.
Yeah, be good content for a bit season and leading into the summer season here.
Hey, do you think Cakes will finally get the hint? And that's what we should do. Next week, we should take him to Golfdom and get him outfitted.
Oh, I thought we were going to have a haberdasher come in.
We should.
A golf haberdasher.
Yeah, a golf haberdasher.
And we have Cakes come in his usual outfit, yeah. Right? His stained white golf polo from Under Armour from 1997. His long shorts.
I think it's a hand-me-down from Kevin Plank himself.
One of the ones that Kevin Plank was selling out of the trunk of his car when he started. And then we have Buddy or whoever from Golfdom come in.
Pick out a different combination of shirts and shorts.
We do a before and after for Kevin.
Yes.
We should do that on Monday, on the day of the Purple Heart.
Okay, I'm psyched.
Let's do it again, and we're going to have our cameras back on. We'll be in HD.
Oh, I'm so psyched.
I don't think we've made that announcement yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
Well, there you go. Right now. That's a bit season exclusive. If you watch the show on NBC Sports Washington.
We're going back to the old ways.
We're going back to the old show, back to the old cameras. No more Zoom, no more four box. Excited about it. It's going to happen here in the next, within the week.
And let's be honest, if you're listening to this show, the thing that you're most excited for, producer cam.
Producer cam. I was angling. Did you hear me angling for an HD camera for the producer? I need to start getting recognized.
I know.
Nobody recognizes us on that fishbowl cam.
You realize we have to start being aware of what we're wearing, how we're sitting.
That's what you said last time.
What sites we're looking at and everything.
I am always worried about
what's popping up on your phone.
That's why I don't know how Valdez has done it these last couple of years, because when we're on camera on NBC, the camera, we use my laptop, but it's behind Valdez.
Oh, it's the worst possible angle in the world.
He can't look at anything on his computer, or everyone's going to be seeing what he's looking at.
Exactly.
I'm sitting over there on Instagram looking at babes for 4 hours a day, and nobody knows.
Big floppy jugs.
Yeah. Valdez can't do that. He can't screw around at all.
Yeah.
I've thought about that too. Like when I fill in and there's a producer cam up there, I'm like, I can't click on anything here on Twitter.
Yeah. Because Ryan just filled in for you a week ago.
Were you thinking about it?
Of course. Yeah. Of course, with the producer cam. We didn't have it that time, but I have in the past.
Were you thinking about your outfits and stuff like that?
Of course.
That lasts like 3 days. Yeah,
also, hey, by the way, we should put this out there. Since the HD cam is coming back, we have space to rent on our t-shirts and on our hats.
Absolutely.
We are and whatever signage you want.
We're for sale.
We are for sale.
We will be sluts.
Huge sluts.
I don't know if I can say that, but we'll plug all of there.
Yeah.
Hey, so when we come back, I want to talk to you guys about the summer season. And there are a couple pool and weather and beach topics this week that I wanted to get into you guys.
It's after Memorial Day.
It's officially summer.
It's officially summer.
Summer.
And there was some contention on the show this week that I want to get into when we come back. All right, so jumping into summer here. Earlier this week, we talked about Coco's thong at the pool, which I love that conversation.
Who doesn't love water parks and thongs?
Hey, I mean, there was a lot of joning on Coco, but she's an icon. She's an icon for big butt guys who love big butts from about 10 years ago. Oh, face slightly better than Sarah J's. She got a beat up face, but I always got size for her butt. And if she wants to wear a G-string or a thong, that's who she is.
She's grandfathered her way in.
She's grandmothered
her way in. Yeah. Right. Although I do say, I think Sarah J was the OG big butt.
She's
the one that popularized big butts.
Hey, what did EB say this week that he was grandfathered in?
The entertainment page. I said, if you fall asleep during Top Gun, you're basically kicked off the entertainment page.
That is true. Hopefully we get into Top Gun here before we get out of here. But let's talk about summer and the dad bod. Fight. It was almost a fight, or at least contentious, on the show this week when EB, we did a segment
We
did a segment on, I think, Tuesday about dad bods and how they're still in this summer.
Yeah, because you would think sometimes it's a fad, because you know how guys kind of jump from like different types of style of chick.
Yeah.
Is in 1 year and then is out the next year. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we talk like Short King Summer. We do all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
What happened to Short King Summer?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess,
but you would think dad bods is along those lines where, you know, it's hot for maybe a year and a half, 2 years, and then it's just out the door.
Hey,
everyone wants a juice head gorilla.
I'm loving dad bod summer. Okay,
well, I'm sure.
Okay, and EB surprised me when EB said that you're a narcissist if you have a great body and you're a dad.
Yeah, can you say it, like if you're over 40 and you have abs?
If
or
you're
something?
Over 40 and you have abs, you're a narcissist. And then JP started getting very defensive. JP started getting the face. I could tell. I'm sitting behind him and I can tell he's got the face.
Uh-huh.
And he's staring daggers at EB, pissed off now, because JP loves working out.
Yeah, I was going to say, JP works out probably, what, 3-4 times a week?
No, more.
You think?
I think.
Well, I guess also
more.
With his runs, but.
But JP is always talking about.
JP's the fitness guy.
He is. Well, JP's always talking about losing another 10 pounds, or JP's, I've had conversation many times about JP about abs and building muscle and all kinds of stuff. And JP, I didn't know
you're having these conversations.
Well, JP talks about a lot of different things. I've known him a long time. JP took it personal, took it as a personal attack, and I was laughing. I didn't say much, but I was laughing at watching those two guys yell at each other because it was a direct shot at JP. At least JP thought it was.
So do you think Eric did a knowingly direct shot on JP about working out?
I think he figured it out pretty quickly and then kept it going.
Okay.
Definitely from a listener's point of view, I got that vibe.
That's the vibe that you got? That's no, it could have been unknowingly. It could have been unknowingly and then.
But here's the thing. Where's the line? Because I kept trying to figure out where the line was. Because obviously, it's important to work out, right? You want to be healthy.
Yeah, that's
you want
to
live.
That's what I don't understand.
You don't want to look like AWOD, as we're piling on him today. Uh-huh. You want to have some sort of muscle mass and definition.
Yeah, so I think Eric's wrong, though, because you can want to feel good and look good about yourself and not be a narcissist.
Okay, but if you're a dad and you're wearing stringer tees and you're in the gym flexing, you are a narcissist. You need to get home and take care of your family.
All right, I'll say that, but I think that there are some dads out there that are working out that don't necessarily take their shirts off every chance they get. That's a high school move.
What
is that? When you know you're jacked or ripped, and you then all of a sudden you're playing pickup hoops, and you're the first one to be skins.
Okay, are you telling me you don't notice dads out there ripping their shirts off and obsessed with their bodies? Of course there are. I see them all the time.
I see dads that work out or run and stuff like that. I don't see dads that are looking at themselves in the mirror flexing.
Into back belties, you would be lying if you were to say that you don't wish every single morning to wake up with a six pack. I dream about it every night.
I think that's about that. I think that's a lot of people projecting because they don't have a six pack.
I don't have a six pack.
I don't either.
I dream about it, but I don't care enough to do it. I don't care enough about my looks to do it.
But if you had the opportunity you would. Everyone would.
Okay, but I also have the opportunity to get a hair transplant, and I haven't done that.
Yeah, but I don't name a type of dad that you're thinking of that all of a sudden is just obsessed with their physique and how they look and are narcissistic. Because I don't think that's JP.
No,
I think JP's pretty close.
Really,
narcissist is. It's a very harsh word.
It is a very harsh word.
But JP does
make comments about dyeing his hair. Yeah, which he did,
JP
going gray.
Is more self-absorbed in his looks than the other three junkies. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that because he's the only one who showers in the morning. He's the only one who doesn't come in here.
He talks about dyeing his hair.
And looks slovenly.
He talks about dyeing his hair.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Here's what I also think happened. I think JP took it as a shot at his wife.
Because
this is my personal theory.
Because his wife is a trainer.
His wife is in the fitness business.
In the industry.
Her job is to help moms and dads get swole.
Yes.
And to look good.
And also look good herself because.
Right. So JP disagrees with it.
Uh-huh.
And JP's thinking, no, my wife is helping people do a positive thing in getting healthy, getting living a healthy lifestyle. And he's taken as EB thinks my wife is helping people be vain and is it only in it for the looks?
Okay.
That's my take of what I thought was going on, why JP was defensive.
I don't like the fact that everyone is just kind of normalizing tubbiness.
Exactly.
That's what's going on right Nobody's now. That's what's going on.
EB's a king shamer.
That's really what's going on here. We are normalizing tubbiness. And what you're doing is, instead of looking in the mirror like I do and seeing my big fat rolls and saying, you know what? I gotta do something about this. I gotta start lifting. I gotta get my act together. I gotta eat better. Instead of doing that, you're just saying Ryan Reynolds is narcissistic. That's what you're doing.
Okay, first off,
that's easier to do.
Ryan Reynolds probably is narcissistic. Okay. Also, that's his job. His job is to look like a 10.
I mean, still though,
that's worth millions of dollars to him.
I mean, yeah, of course, but you could do the show and look good too. Like for the Junkies case,
you think anyone's looking to book? Who's the guy from Gladiator?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, what happened to Russell Crowe? He got fat and old and thrown out of Hollywood.
Well, because he's probably on like steroids or something. I don't know.
Right. The whole goal is to look good. That's his job.
What? Who doesn't want to look good?
No, everybody.
Like, I wake up every day wanting to look good. I look like crap.
You're trying to bring these guys down that are going to the gym who are taking who are taking time to on their appearance. All right, you're trying to bring them down by calling them narcissistic.
Is RG3 a narcissist?
No.
Oh. What?
I guess when you put it, I thought we were just talking
with working out and letting everybody know he's working out. No, he's an analyst.
Now he is, but still, he was
plenty
a former
of big fat analyst and big fat QBs out there.
It's just easier for guys like us to shame the healthy person instead of looking in the mirror and trying to fix all of our problems. That's all I'm saying.
I do like it that EB is. So concerned about his looks that he's trying to do a crash diet. He's eating like the plainest chicken every morning. I don't know.
He's eating like steamed broccoli.
Is it Tupperware chicken every day now? It's annoying.
The smelliest thing in the world.
Yeah. And he's giving JP a hard time about being healthy.
He wants to look good for whatever he's got coming up.
Yeah. And then
I just don't like it. I don't like attacking gym goers.
I know. It just made me laugh. I think there is a line. If you're a juice head gorilla, then you're a narcissist.
So you're calling me a narcissist?
Sometimes. Sometimes you are.
Look, I will say this. I've had these muscles since I was 17. All right.
Here we go.
I don't know how to get rid of them. Trust me, if I could.
What does that even mean? Statement. What does that even mean?
I want to slim down. I want to
stop eating so much. I told you. My theory. He's doing smoothies in here. He's eating nothing, and then he's going home and he's eating 4,000 calories. I look 4:30 dinner.
Yeah, I look like Homer Simpson. Right. But I wish I was leaner. I wish I looked like Will Zalatoris. I had that body structure, right. But I don't. I don't know how to do it. So
I'll say this: you weren't always this big.
I know. I got. I wanted to get my dick sucked. That's cool.
No, but when you did the Get Huge Club, right?
Okay.
All right. Was that 12 years ago or something?
Yeah.
You in blue shorts and Othello.
Yeah. YouTube that.
You looked like a middle linebacker.
I did.
Okay, you were jacked. And you had abs.
I did have abs.
You look like Brian Bosworth in his heyday.
I look like Brock Lesnar.
You really did. That was your 11-3-93.
That was my heyday. Well, no, I looked better than that in high school, but I was.
You looked better in high school than you did
in college. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh look. Look what we're messing with here. Yeah.
But that was my bulkiest I've been. But I just don't, ever since then, I don't know how to get rid of my bulk.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, stop going to the gym.
But then you feel bad about yourself.
You got to go on runs. You got to get the cardio. Strength.
I don't want to lose.
Valdez always feels bad about himself. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Why do you think my constant need for a boy's day is my self-esteem is so low?
Right.
Like, and that's the part where I don't get. Valdez is the most in-shape producer we have here. I'm going on the limit.
I'm hitting the reject button on that.
Look how offended he is.
In shape is not the right word to use.
I'm the most jacked producer.
He's the most jacked. Okay, I want to see Valdez run 2 miles.
All right. Okay. I mean, let's be honest. I don't think there's anyone here that can run 2 miles.
Hey, no, this is what
I can't.
You can't run 2 miles?
I mean, I can, but I would die. Like, I could do it.
This is what I want. This is what I want. I want my cake and eat it too, whatever the cliche is. I want to retain my strength. All right. Mm-hmm. My huge NFL combine type strength. Where I once did the, how many was it? The 225 reps in front of you.
Yeah, that was impressive. I don't remember how many.
17 times. All right, just FYI.
I did it 4.
All right. I like.
No, actually, I don't think I could lift that.
I like when Logan Thomas squeezes my arm and tells me how strong I am. All right. But I want to keep all that, but also slim down my frame. That's impossible to do unless you take steroids.
You have to be going on a calorie deficit.
You got to read Dave Goggins' book. He's got it down to a recipe.
Hey, you
should
talk to is AWOD.
Really?
Did you notice AWOD looked slim?
I did notice that.
AWOD told me he's down 28 pounds.
That's great.
He said he read some book or he's got Audible called The Dorito Effect. And AWOD, who's the laziest bum I've ever seen, a complete sloth, has somehow cut out all packaged food and he only eats organic. And within a month, he lost 28 pounds.
Well, it was a shock to his body system.
I think so. He's going to Whole Foods every day. He's eating everything green and grilled.
I got to do that. I got to do something. I don't know.
I know. You don't have the willpower either. I don't have the willpower. But somehow, AWOD tapped into it.
He tapped. I need to get into it.
Hey, I will say this morning when we were spooning together at the MGM.
Yeah,
spooning / rooming. I will say that when my alarm woke me up in the morning, I look silly because I have zero water in me, and so
I saw you have about 6 beers last night.
Zero water in you.
No, I'm saying the water from the day before. Okay. When you wake up, you don't have much water in you. All right, so I go pee. And I sleep shirtless. And I will say, after I peed, I saw myself in the mirror and I said, my narcissistic self, I said, you know what? That's not that bad.
You know what?
I left the light on. I left the light on and then I walked out of there and I just wanted Drab to try and get a glimpse.
I didn't glimpse. My head was in the pillow. I heard you walking around. I know why. Because the MGM hotel rooms have the greatest lighting on planet Earth. It's perfect shadowing in that bathroom to make your silhouette look silly.
Oh,
Oh, Tubby Drab thought he looked pretty good in that hotel room.
Hey, I was fumbling around the soaps and everything, trying to wake up Drab so he could come get a look.
Yeah, sounds like Valdez. All right, speaking of getting fat, EB says that today's the day he's going to enjoy a big
juicy
tub of popcorn and butter and sit in at Top Gun, which we talked about a couple of days on the show.
Speaking of shirtless guys.
I'm so disappointed in Cakes. I expect this from.
Yes.
But Cakes was leading the charge last week. Mr. Tom Cruise and
Blockbuster.
Let's go see. And it's almost Friday. He still hasn't seen Top Gun.
I don't understand it either. I would have thought, because Cakes is the first person to go to a movie. Remember, Cakes like saw half of the movies that were nominated for an Academy Award this past year.
Right.
He's the movie guy. And I thought, and this is the biggest Cakes movie in the world. America, Planes, Tom Cruise, Nostalgia, Top Gun.
Yeah. Cakes is so disappointed, and I knew JP was gonna hate on that movie.
Really? Well, and he gave it a four. No, I don't think he hated.
I know, but that's not what he said when he first talked to him. When I first talked to him about it, he goes, "Really? You loved it?" This is before the show on Monday or Tuesday. He goes, "Really? You loved it?" He goes, "I thought it was okay. Just loved it."
Well, no.
And then that made me feel like I'm stupid because, like, I'm a woman or something. And like, you got to be, I don't know, like, JP was too smart for that movie or something.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Is JP's deal is he enjoys King Richard.
Oh, he said he liked it. JP, that made me so angry. JP saying he liked King Richard in the theater more than Top Gun made me want to break the table. Yeah,
JP needs a think piece.
I don't get his obsession with King Richard. I saw King Richard. It was fine. Will Smith is a great actor.
Didn't they ignore Venus or something, or Serena?
They're like, mostly I think about Serena. It's fine. Venus. It's completely forgettable. It's a sports movie.
Exactly.
It's a freaking sports movie.
Hey, there's nothing that says I love sports than saying,
I know,
that saying I enjoy King Richard over Top Gun.
I don't know. And maybe there's like social issues involved in it. I can't really remember. Maybe that appealed to him. But it was, I don't even remember it. Okay. I tell you what I do remember. the feeling of excitement and sitting on my edge of my seat last Sunday watching Top Gun in a packed theater of everyone
hooting and hollering.
I heard this.
USA! USA!
All right?
People were doing that at the end.
Yeah.
I was getting
sized. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, there's nothing that says America than a screaming hiss of the engine of a F-18.
Let me ask you, is Tom Cruise still a Scientology whack job?
Oh. No.
I think he is. I don't know, but he doesn't talk about it.
He's not
anymore.
Jumping on couches anymore.
I know, but maybe he's dialed that down. But wasn't the whole thing of Scientology, you can't get out?
Yeah, I know one thing. That this past weekend, the Top Gun weekend, Memorial Day weekend, was the biggest endorsement for Scientology I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really? Whoa. Because you felt like wants to be Tom Cruise?
Yes, I wanted to be Tom Cruise. And then I said, well, how can I be Tom Cruise? And then they immediately thought, I need to walk up to the Church of Scientology and enlist.
Hey.
you know how everyone is enlisting into the Navy after the first Top Gun?
Yeah.
I wanted to go enlist into Scientology. Hey,
if you want to be jealous of Tom Cruise or want to just envy his lifestyle, so Top Gun is one thing, but he did an appearance with James Corden of The Late Late Show. That's his name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Late Late Show.
He invites James to his airplane hangar in Bakersfield or Burbank or wherever it is. And Tom Cruise, it's a 15-minute segment. It's really good. He takes James up into his airplane, his own personal airplane.
Like airplane karaoke.
Dude, can you do Tom Cruise has like his own personal fighter jet from like the 80s?
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's like this long black stealth bomber looking thing. And it says Tom Cruise on it, his own personal plane. He's got his own like fighter jet.
He's got his helmet that says TC.
The guy's Maverick in real life. Okay. I'm so jealous of him.
You're making me so jealous.
Tom Cruise is the ultimate short king.
Oh, that is true.
Women love him.
Hey, but the thing is, I didn't even notice like he's only 5'6" in the movie.
Well, they prop him up all the time.
Okay. That's probably why.
He's only 5'6"?
Something like that.
It's something like that.
Short King Summer, though.
Yeah. He also, let me tell you something. Those guys, that guy who played, everybody's seen Top Gun now, Hangman.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
That guy was so attractive. Hey, it was distracting.
Yeah, who
his smile was mesmerizing.
What's his name? Doesn't he look, he looks like a more handsome Ryan Gosling. Would you agree?
That's a tough guy to beat out.
But I think he's kind of like Ryan, but not you, Ryan.
I know.
Stallion Ryan.
Yes.
Like silly Ryan. he kind of looks like him because he has the same bone structure, but he's got this gentlemanly smile.
He had perfect teeth.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God, the next day, I was on Amazon trying to find a 3D whitening strips.
This guy made Miles Teller look like a vagabond. look at that black jet Tom Cruise is flying. That's like one of his personal airplanes.
God damn, I need to be rich.
I want to be rich so bad. Oh, my God.
Dude, he's flying this thing butt fast, doing tipsy-turvy stuff, flying all over the place. The guy's Maverick in real life. And he does all his own stunts, which appeals to EB.
That's the guy. Hold on. What's the actor's name that plays Hangman?
Hey, didn't EB... Someone said on the show that EB said, I like it when Tom Cruise does his own stunts. I'm not into Top Gun. I like it when he's doing his own stunts like flying a plane.
No. He always says, his always thing is, I like it when he's jumping off the Burj Khalifa. Yeah.
Or hanging from that plane.
Hanging from the Burj Khalifa. Hey, yeah. What's Hangman's name?
Glenn Powell.
This guy is the... God, he's
a stud.
I don't know what else he's in. I don't know if I've ever seen him before. I'm sure I have.
I don't know.
You know, we could have had him on the show.
What?
I turned it down. No, this is before the movie come out, because it was from like the DC, I forget, Allied, which is in DC.
Yes.
They like books interviews and stuff with actors. And we haven't gotten interviews for them, opportunities in a long time. And like a month ago, I got an email that said, would you like to interview Glenn Powell from Top Gun? But you had to the junkies would have had to gone to a special screening like on a Tuesday night at 7 in DC. Ooh. And I know they wouldn't have done that. So I turned it down. But we could have had this hunk on the show.
Oh my God. Hey.
And he's a hunk.
He apparently went to Texas.
He looks like a Texan.
Of course. Yeah, and Matt McConaughey.
I think he's hotter than Matt McConaughey. Can you imagine the poon he was swimming in Texas?
And now he's in Top Gun. He's a fighter pilot in Top Gun.
He probably ran through every single Kappa Delta in the world.
I'm sure he did. Very, very lucky guy.
So lucky.
And he got to hang out with Tom Cruise.
Fun guy.
I like how he started his career producing.
He loves producers.
Of course, we stand for our guys. That's the boys.
All right, guys. Hey, we had a great week of shows. We're gonna bring some more. It is officially bit season. Not a lot of sports going on, so hopefully. Mm-hmm. And you keep tweeting us if you guys see stories out there, or if you want stuff for us to touch on this show or the junkies. Let us know.
Yeah, we're always up for content.
Yeah, we love this.
And then Ryan's in charge of answering DMs.
Yes. I'll put myself in charge.
There we go.
So,
all right, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you next week on Bit Season and tomorrow on The Junkies.
Yeah, go take your nap.
See ya.